This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It isn't even, what is it, April Fool's? It was a month and a half ago, Doug. Where have you been? I'm a little late to the party. Hello, Wednesday is upon us, the 10th of May. How do you do? One-third of the way through the... This is getting ridiculous how quickly this time goes by. It must be that Kara Schillen and I are having such a good time. The time just flies by. Flies by. Fly. Look at it. There it is. Up in the... Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's the time. Flying by. I'm sure that's what James Comey is thinking. Seemed like only yesterday he just got there, and now he's gonzo. Adios. President Trump fired Mr. Comey. By now, I'm sure you're all aware of that. Said the president's decision followed clear recommendations of both the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General. Recommendations cite Comey's handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Really? You think that's the case? How many people agree with that? We're going to have people raising their hands? Or does that have anything to do with the testimony he's going to give on Friday? Wow. No, couldn't have anything to do with that. So Comey supposedly made inaccurate statements to the Senate Judiciary Committee last week as he defended his decision to tell Congress that his team was looking into Hillary Clinton's emails just a few days before the election. So a lot of people think that's why or how the president, Mr. Trump, got there because of Comey. Is he an ingrate? Without Comey, he might not even be there. They, quote unquote, they say that he made a mistake in his description of how some of Uma Amadin's emails got into her husband's laptop. The characterization of it being a regular practice was not a correct statement. So let's listen to Senator Chuck Schumer, who has been asked here if he thinks there's a cover-up.
I simply said to him, Mr. President, in all due respect, you're making a very big mistake, and he didn't really answer. And I have said from the get-go that I think a special prosecutor is the way to go. But now, with what's happened, it is the only way to go, to restore the American people's faith. Are people going to suspect cover-up? Absolutely. If an independent special prosecutor is appointed, there still can be some faith that we can get to the bottom of this. I never called on the president to fire Director Comey. I had a lot of questions about how he handled himself. But the overwhelming question is this. If the administration had those same questions... The events occurred months ago, and they should have fired Comey on the day they came into office. All of them occurred before he came into office. So that does not seem to me to be a very logical or persuasive explanation.
All right, here's Chief of Staff Leon Panetta with his thoughts.
Do you believe this FBI director still has credibility?
I think he still has credibility if he conducts this investigation in a fair and objective way and really thoroughly investigates the issues that he's responsible to investigate. But obviously, in the course of this investigation, he's going to be appearing a lot before Congress. He's going to be asked to testify. I just think he's got to be very careful about what he testifies to because anything he says that is wrong has an impact on his credibility.
Whose credibility are you talking about? James Comey or Donald Trump? Comey, you think,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what is his credibility in this circumstance? I see there's a confusion in my mind as to special prosecutor. Is the special prosecutor going to look into what Comey was looking into? Or is the special prosecutor going to look into why Comey was fired? Because... There are a lot of people, and it's all political, you know that. It's all about politics. The move is stunning. No other way to describe it, said one of the former employees at the FBI. He was named by President Obama in 2013. I think there was a piece of video I saw that suggested that he thought he told the FBIers he'd be around another 6.5 years because he figured he was going to stay for the first Trump term anyway. He was the number two guy in the Justice Department, got there because George W. Bush put him there. So who comes in now? Well, I don't know. Does it make any difference? I mean, tell me you really care about this, one way or another. There's a political climate that is clearly a part of all of this. And so under the circumstance, is the do we investigate the Russians? Who's going to be investigated here? We'll investigate Comey. We'll investigate the Russians. We'll investigate Trump. Meanwhile, there's enough stuff thrown against the wall that maybe something will stick. But what is it? Democrats want to embarrass Clinton. Trump, do you think they're going to get a place in the White House for Mrs. Clinton after all this is done? Or is it just politics as usual? Let's take a shot. The Senate Judiciary letter, let's see here, said that while Abedin, who is Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, commonly forwarded emails to others for printing purposes, only a small number of the emails related to the Clinton investigation had been manually forwarded. Instead, most of the emails occurred as a result of a backup of personal electronic devices. So we're into technicalities here. This is thin, I would say. What about, I think this is, or is it just plain obvious? All it is political hoo-ha, and at the end of the day, does it make any difference to you, that Comey is there? How does it affect your life? Other than this being political theater, how is your day-to-day affected by this? Unless you work in the Justice Department, my guess is that most of you, it isn't that you don't give a damn, it's that I always ask these questions because I want to know how they relate to you. What kind of information is here that affects you today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year? I suggest to you there's very little. It's just more political theater. And so for that reason, we will pause and then talk about what's going on with the Kurds and the Ways, if you know what I mean. If you don't, you'll stick around and find out. 14 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. Now, we all know about the importance and benefits of family mealtime, but what isn't always talked about are the fun memories created when families roll up their sleeves to make meals together. The measuring, mixing, stirring, taste testing, and spills are all part of the experience. Even making a mess can be fun. The process of cooking together and the mess that comes along with it can be the perfect time to make memories with your kids. Now, I partnered with Palmolive to create special Messipes, a.k.a. Messy Recipes, that encourage families to have fun cooking together and provide tips to make cleanup easier after a night of making messy memories. Go to facebook.com/Palmolive for some of my favorite Messipes, including a dinner staple in my house, the sauce. Making sauce is simple, and you can get your kids involved just as easily. Of course, there's a good chance things will get messy and sauce will spill along the way. A cleanup tip is to quickly drop some flour on the spill to avoid the spill from spreading. This way, you can keep cooking and not worry about cleaning up that mess right away. Now, just add a few drops of Palmolive Ultra Strength on a sponge to wipe up the spill for easy cleanup.
Mother's Day is Sunday, the 14th of May. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or you'll get your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before, but you've never seen anything like this. Sherry's Berries are huge. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips, chopped nuts, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. All these things are so great. Yum, yum, yum. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mother's face. Surprise your mom by going on right now to berries.com and use the code DJV. That's BERRIES.com, berries.com. The code is DJV.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way.
And pros also know that the better way to save money is to go to Lowe's. This Tuesday through Thursday, pros get 5% off all purchases in-store and online. Or save 10% when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or LowesForPros.com for details. Credit offer subject to credit approval, U.S. only.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
All right, so this is what's bothering me. There are a couple of instances, the Comey thing I don't care about at all. It doesn't make a bit of difference to me in my life. But what does bother me is the plan to arm more Kurdish forces as part of a push against the Daesh. Not that we need to get rid of them somehow or other. Whether we do it with troops or whether we just blow up everything remains to be seen. I'm not an expert. But this, and what's going on in Afghanistan, I'll tell you about that in a moment. Let's finish the Kurdish story first.
President Donald Trump has signed off on a plan to arm Kurdish forces, according to NBC. The move could be part of a final push against a major ISIS stronghold in Syria. But a group of Kurdish fighters, commonly referred to as the People's Protection Units, or YPG, is considered a terrorist organization by Turkey, another U.S. ally fighting ISIS. The YPG makes up a significant portion of the 50,000 fighter Syrian Democratic Forces, which is a key ally to the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. Kurdish forces are on the move to take back Raqqa, the city ISIS declared its capital. Those forces could eventually push forward to the northern strip of Syria, extending the area controlled by the Kurds. The Kurdish people are considered to be the largest ethnic group without a homeland. U.S. forces have joined Kurdish forces in northern Syria along the Turkish border, in part as a signal of support and a warning to Turkey, who has conducted airstrikes and land operations against Kurdish expansion in the region. A top aide to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned that U.S. troops could be hit by the Turkish missiles if they stay in the region alongside the Kurdish fighters.
All right. So, is that something that is of... Is it necessary, important? Yeah, something has to be done. We haven't done a whole lot there in the last few weeks since the bombing after the gassing. So, okay, give them a little bit of room there. But there's no room for expanding the U.S. role in fighting the Taliban. None. Yesterday, officials who, quote-unquote, spoke on condition of anonymity reported that there is a plan that would give the Pentagon more power in dealing with the Taliban in terms of deciding on the numbers of troops in Afghanistan and ordering airstrikes. When the hell are we going to get that just out of there? There is no reason in the world for us to have 8,400 troops there. There's no interest for America. Is there? All it is helping the Taliban gain more support within. Afghanistan is a lost cause. It was before we went in there. The only reason we went in there in the first place was to get bin Laden, and so he's gone. The Russians couldn't beat the Taliban, or why would you bother? Unless you're really seriously trying to fight a war on drugs, because that's what they do. They sell opioids on the world market. That's what they're doing. You're fighting against that. Is that what we're being told? That's the reason we're there? No, we're there because it's in our best interest. I don't even really actually get that. I'm looking at this plan. There's no real excuse. We need to fight the Taliban. No, we don't. We don't need to be anywhere near the Taliban. What a bunch of nonsense. So Trump to get it's an F on that one. It's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, so you're wondering, some of you out loud, what in the world are we listening to Boy George for? This was the number one song in the state in 1983. It's called I'll Tumble For Ya, and it sounds just like every other culture club tune. Yes, we all agree with that?
Yeah, Jennifer, Victoria, very Carrots. Culture club-ish.
Yeah, right, sounds just like it. For some reason, Boy George was declared a gender bender. On this date, I'm
for
not
some
sure.
reason,
yeah,
is that a question?
But,
maybe it was the feathers. Who knows?
but it's that phrase. I'd never heard it before. He's a gender bender. Is that something that's used a lot these days to describe someone who is not necessarily close?
I don't
to
know if that's politically correct anymore to say
what, gender bender.
Yeah, I
really?
Think Jen's right. Yeah.
Why would it
know,
not be politically correct? What is there about it that seems...
Because we're all crazy now.
I just don't think it's a term I ever heard that much. I mean, in high school when we would have spirit days, we actually had a gender bender day where you would dress like someone of the opposite sex. But I just don't... Yeah, I don't hear it that much.
Yeah. Is it offensive, though? Or is it, I don't see what's offensive about it.
Well, I think the reason that it's not used anymore is because sort of the confines of gender have been brought into question lately.
By the
LGBTQ. Yeah, like what defines gender and all that stuff. So then bending it, it's sort of like, well, what are you bending? You know what I mean? I think that's kind of why it's
How
not really
How can you bend something that doesn't exist?
It's like the Matrix. Like, there is no spoon.
Don't tell her that. Okay, all right.
We've become so nutty.
Okay. I know. That's it. From my perspective, if you don't have a private part, then you aren't what... you either have it or you don't have it, and that determines what you are.
What if you have both, like
Victoria Victoria says? Right, yeah, there's a whole different set of rules now. But I will tell you whether it says anything, it doesn't say anything about my sexuality, but it says something about me and my love of pop music. I think that Boy George is fabulous. I think the stuff, even though it all sounds relatively the same, there's something that just feels good. If you listen to any of the pop
about
songs...
About as good as those feather boa you were wearing
last night?
Whatever
it is. I told you about my meeting with him that night in England. He's a character. But the songs that he sings touch a fun place for me. It's probably...
I bet they do.
Yeah. As soon as I said that, I thought, well, maybe not.
It's a small place, but it touches.
Oh.
Oh, don't
how would
boo
you know
me.
That, Jennifer? All right, next up, Lady Antebellum and Kelsey Ballerini, Brett Young. There's a new tour. They're going out on the road at the end of this month. That's interesting. They have a horn section.
Oh, I've been wanting a place on the road.
A horn section.
It's for me and my family.
Kelsey Ballerini and Brett Young. Tell us about them, Jen, will you please?
Kelsey Ballerini is a new up-and-coming, new artist, getting a lot of accolades. And Brett Young is Brett Young.
All right.
And also new up-and-coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... but they're becoming seasoned performers, according to Lady Antebellum, or
yeah.
The people who speak.
Kelsey Ballerini, I mean, lots of Grammy. She got a Grammy nomination, I think, and definitely lots of country award nominations.
So Hillary Scott is the lead singer of Lady Antebellum.
Well, it's a trio.
Kelly.
Right. It's Charles Kelly, who is Josh Kelly's brother, who is married to Katherine Heigl.
Okay.
And then there is what's the other guy's name? He's he plays the
Dave,
like
I have Dave, to do yeah. Dave Haywood.
Haywood, that sounds right. And he's the one that does a lot of the. He sings a little less. He sings some, but he is definitely more of the musician of the group. He's always playing piano.
They're going all over the place though. 65 cities in 6 countries.
They're really good at concerts.
Going to South Africa.
And they just came back from a break because they had taken a break and done their own solo thing for about a year, and now they're back on the road together.
Good for them. 28 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good time for me to exercise my brain and to challenge you into thinking about items that are not normal bills of fare for other things that I do during the broadcast day. Mostly me and whatever experience I have in life. And as a broadcaster, I bring to the table here as I talk about some of the issues, the things you need to know, and then maybe a clarification, or at least an opinion on things that is not the usual bill of fare for most people in a political radio situation, although this program is on many stations. I think of the 294 stations that carry this, 186 carry Rush Limbaugh, and the conservative programming that's so well known on the air in our broadcast situations, both the AM and the FM band. So when I go off on something like being in Afghanistan, I'm in a way trying to get you to understand that this, my particular perspective on this is that we're killing Americans for no good reason. There is nothing about being, and I challenge you to send me an email or follow up on Twitter or Facebook or whatever you'd like to do with a situational call to 888-302-3684. I just don't see any reason for being there. I also think that there's a swell of interest in the Korean Peninsula, not because of the presence of Kim Jong-un, but because Moon Jae-in is now the president-elect of South Korea, and he's quite liberal, left of center. Moon won with 41.4% of the vote, second place going to a conservative named Hong Joon-pi at 23% of the vote. High turnout for the election there. Moon campaigned on a more open dialogue with North Korea. And that's not what has been the case in the past. Been pretty hardcore. South Koreans are nervous about what the United States may have in store or may be thinking. And so now the people in Washington who are grousing, oh, my God, we've got a liberal running South Korea. What does that mean? Should we hurry up and blow up North Korea? Before, you know, that kind of nonsense. Well, if there's cooperation, isn't that better all the way around? Why should we care if they're taking care of their problems themselves? I would think that's the way I'd look at it. I don't give a damn what happens in Korea. It isn't going to affect, again, I look at things as to how they will affect me and you and our country. If the Chinese are not worried about it, the Chinese are the neighbors. And it's because of China that there's a North and a South Korea anyway. So it's their problem, not ours. So you keep buying South Korean cars if you want to. What cars are made? Kia, is that a Korean car? Hyundai? I think those are both Korean cars, aren't they? Anybody? I don't know.
Hyundai is.
Hyundai's Korean.
I think Kia might be too, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, I think it is. So, okay, buy your Kias and buy your Hyundais. And so other than that, what else comes from Korea? What are some of the other major things that Americans care about that come from Korea? I can't think of one other than the cars. There are a couple of Mitsubishi is Japanese and Honda's Japanese and Toyotas are Japanese. And there are a lot of heavy industries that are connected, like a lot of steel made by the Japanese. I don't know if there's any steel made in Korea. Anyway, so my point here is that there will be a lot of reporting today. This is a slap in the face to President Trump's. Listen to that stuff. Why is it a slap in the face? Why nuclear worries in terms of North Korea? Isn't it better to settle stuff by calming everybody down? And so if the guy who's now the leader of South Korea wants to talk to Kim Jong-un, let him. There's too much rhetoric, angry and unnecessary. So this sort of reminds me when Obama brought it, there were several parties, I don't remember, one of the guys, a black professor from Harvard, and somebody else was a police officer, I think. They had a beer in the White House, and then there was another time they had to do that. So let's say these two guys get together and have a beer. Maybe that's it, Korean beer. I'll bet they make good beer in South Korea. What do you bet? Wine? So let's have maybe a good burger. Let's have a burger and a beer. Okay, this guy who's the new president of South Korea gets on the phone. Moon Jae-in calling Kim Jong-un. Moon Jae-in calling Kim Jong-un. Moon Jae, you get it. So they sit down, they talk things over. Moon did criticize former President Obama's strategic patience, allowing North Korea to get as far along as they have without really anybody paying attention to the sanctions. So Moon, it's not that Moon doesn't want to, from what I read anyway, or what I gather, I don't see that he's not being proactive. He just doesn't want to throw gasoline on the fire. And I think that's smart. I don't know anything more about this guy. He's a pretty smooth politician, though, I'll tell you that. I think he was a very smooth politician. So the North Koreans asked the South Koreans, as a matter of fact, before the election, to vote for the more liberal Moon Jae-in. So the conspiratorians say, wait a minute, is there a relationship? Is it going to be a coup? Will the North Koreans take over all of South Korea? And it'll be one Korea again, and it'll be commies? No. Not likely that that will happen under the circumstances. But let's let this, it's kind of like one of those plays. Let it play out and see where it goes. Yeah. Let's make it easier for you today to relax. Today is a full moon. Full moon in Scorpio, Kara. Kara Schilling is with me in the studio in Washington. So, according to our mind of Maria Francesca Trilogy, who's the official astrologer for the program, this is the most powerful full moon of the entire year. Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, the transformer of the zodiac. There's a David Bowie song, Major Tom. Oh, take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Refers to the astronaut going into space. And perhaps we need to do that to get out of our daily lives and take a trip into a different realm. And this full moon, according to Ms. Trilogy, will allow you to do that. Go within. Go away within. And ask yourself, what's our interest in North Korea and South Korea? Ask yourself, what's our interest in Afghanistan? Go inside and get the, ask yourself, do we have an interest? And what does your gut tell you? What does that inner voice say? Yes or no? All right? And so we'll take it from there. I'm going to relax and rest my voice and my brain whilst you listen to several good items of interest as we continue here on Good Day at 43 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon. Diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Superbeets. What are Superbeets? Superbeets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor. Plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Gentlemen, you're the first people in America to hear Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman doing karaoke. This is it. Crank it up, Kara. English isn't bad. In case you missed this, Dennis Rodman, talking about his pal Kim Jong-un, says he loves karaoke, loves to sing TV theme songs, and he likes to play table tennis. Described Jong-un as a friend for life. Claimed he told him that he doesn't hate America and he has no intention of using nuclear weapons. That's what Rodman says about Kim Jong-un. When he's around his people, he's just like everybody else. Rodman says in an interview this week, he jokes and loves playing basketball, table tennis, pool, that sort of thing. Loves American 80s music, and the two of them do karaoke. My God.
Yeah, he'd have to be a friend for life until he kills you.
That's it. Yep. And he has, Kim Jong-un has his own 13-piece girl band with violins and everything. And when they do their karaoke, he does The Doors, Jimi Hendrix. He says, when I first went in, the live band played a couple of songs, the theme from Rocky and Dallas. You know, has no.
Oh, I don't even know how to react.
Okay. That's it. That's the most important thing you need to know about what's going on in North Korea. Right? Never mind the guy that got elected in South Korea. None of that stuff. This is it. Rodman has set us off on a path. Nobody else is going to be talking about that today. Okay, so last night I did something that I don't usually do. You know, home from a visit yesterday, Millie, if you watched, if you followed the DJV Facebook page, or even mine, my own personal Facebook page, picture of Millie the dog, a dog that Meredith and I got from a kill pound 2 years ago in New York. And she had a serious operation on her left leg yesterday, and so we went to see her last night, kind of groggy, but the post is there, and we got home, it was late, so I had a little dinner, and I turned on television, and I watched the news, which I don't usually do, and I was upset. I think I got acid indigestion, because the main story here in New England is that a judge yesterday scrapped the murder conviction of Aaron Hernandez, like he never killed Odin Lloyd. Huh? How do you do that? The judge ruled in favor of abating the entire prosecution as if it never happened. So what difference does it make? Now people say the guy's dead. What? What do you mean, what difference does it make? Apparently it was done so that his estate could be opened up so that the people in the Odin Lloyd family would get the money. But if he didn't kill them, how are they going to get the money? How about that for injustice? 10 minutes before the hour. For your consideration, I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my diabetes.
doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Papatya Tankut is the Vice President of Pharmacy Affairs for CVS and CVS Health. You may remember a couple of years ago, we talked about this actually quite a lot because it was sort of groundbreaking. CVS became the first national retail pharmacy chain to stop selling tobacco products. It sort of was oxymoronic. You'd think everybody would look at it that way. And so now as the American Lung Association and their Lung Force Initiative move forward, makes sense to talk during National Women's Lung Health Week, which is this week, about the stats and, more importantly, how to change them. Ms. Tankard, welcome. I guess that's, have I given the background, the correct background as to lung cancer and how it affects women?
Good morning. I guess you have, and thank you for having me. And you're absolutely right. It's an alarming fact that, you know, lung cancer is one of the leading cancers of death for both men and women. And this is a great week for us to kind of highlight the awareness of, you know, less than 2% of the women really have lung cancer on their radar screen. And as you mentioned, CVS Health is proud to have eliminated the risk of tobacco from our stores 3 years ago and partnering and being a national presenting sponsor with American Lung Association for their Lung Force Initiative is something we feel very proud of, which really helps to unite and bring together women to raise awareness around this this killer of women and men.
Every 8 minutes, a woman dies because she's had lung cancer. Most often it's caused by smoking, but I can remember Christopher Reeve's wife died of lung cancer and she'd never smoked. So are there the diagnosis, is the emphasis here on what not to do with your life habitually, or how about health care and having checkups and that sort of thing? Do the two go hand in hand?
right. You know, there is known lung cancer can be caused by many things. We're not necessarily sure exactly what causes it, but we do know that smoking, secondhand smoke, radon, air pollution, those things can be leading risk factors for it. So what we want to do today is to raise awareness around lung cancer, and through the Lung Force campaign, CVS Pharmacies are participating in trying to raise critical funds that will further improve research, prevention, and awareness to really help people understand how they can help prevent this disease. So between now through May 27th, you can go into any CVS Pharmacy and donate as little as $1, $3 or more that will go towards Lung Force and these critical funds. And part of that is really around not smoking. Again, we know it's not the only risk factor for lung cancer, but it's definitely a contributing risk factor against it. So working with, you know, being able to stop smoking, get counseling around smoking, and using nicotine replacement therapies are ways in which we can help this too.
So those are the sort of resources that are available. Are there others? If you want to quit smoking, what's the most available and most successful way to do that?
It is. So what we found is that when you have counseling for quit smoking counseling along with nicotine replacement therapy, that doubles your chances of stop smoking. And each year there'll be about 70% of the people who want to stop smoking, 40% of them will try this year alone. And though we've seen really the rates of smoking decrease, there are still 36.5 million wow. people in the U.S. that are smoking.
You know what really is troublesome? The number of young women that you see, high school age and college age, who smoke because they think it's cool or a way to stay thin, and the ignorance that surrounds that is disturbing for me anyway. I don't know if that comes into the discussion or not.
It does. Well, it does. And then, and again, this week is quite the week to be able to highlight that. It is a very scary thought. And as I mentioned, though, the numbers of smokers are decreasing, there are still a lot of people out there smoking. So the American Lung Association has partnered with CVS Health. And you can actually offer, we're offering a $5 off coupon off any nicotine replacement therapy patches, 14 counts or greater. And then also the American Lung Association has a 30% off discount on Freedom for Smoking Plus, which is an online quit smoking program. Those, again, coupled together will hopefully help people quit smoking once and for all.
So you go to the CVS website for that?
You can lung.org/CVS, and you can find more information around how to make our communities tobacco-free and to be able to receive more discounts and more information around quit smoking.
All right, so it's lung.org/CVS. Very important information. Thank you, Papatya Tankert from CVS with some food for thought. Very important. Very important. Very important. Let's leave it at that.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.